This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Thursday edition of the program. Hour number four, of course. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning as we race into hour number four, which is the 5 o'clock hour, by the way, on the East Coast. So wherever you're listening from, we want to wish you a great morning, a good morning. And our telephone number, of course, 949-822-7959. That number again, 949-822-7959. And also, if you'd like to send us a direct message from the website, you can go over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. And you can click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you'll be off and running from there. We've been having a great time on the program this morning, by the way. We've been talking about the debate. We've been talking, of course, about what's happening in Israel. We've been talking about the Houthis in Yemen shooting down our drone, and we hit back to some facilities in Syria as a result of that. So I don't know. Are we in this war? I guess to a great degree, and of course we are, because obviously they're attacking us as well. All right, folks. Again, welcome to the program. We got a call to start us off with here in our. It's in segment number one, I should say, and it's Neil in Henderson, Nevada. Good morning, Neil in Henderson. Good morning, Neil. Neil in Henderson, are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, there you are. Oh, good morning. All right. I think we got you dialed in there right now. So, good morning, and how's it going, and what's on your mind?
Good morning, Kyle. Thank you for the opportunity to contribute to your discussion group here.
Sure.
Let me start off by saying I have an observation, okay? I can't believe what we're seeing in our country. I mean, I'm looking at a United States president. He looks like a cadaver that they run some high voltage through each morning to get him up and walking. You know, it's absolutely ridiculous. To suggest that he's got 45% of the vote against Trump, I don't know if you can believe that. I mean, if you can walk and chew gum at the same time, can you believe that?
Mm-hmm.
Against a matchup with Donald Trump, he gets 45%, but that's what we're being told.
We have such a major division. I think part of that is just some people are just going to say, no matter what, I'm not voting for Trump, or I'm not voting for the Republicans, basically.
Maybe that's the explanation. I'll explain that as a possible explanation. But it's disturbing that that's what we have.
Sure.
The current president of the United States.
Yeah, it ought to be something else is really, it should be that. The GOP should be running away with this.
They should. I mean, exactly. They should. This should not even be a contest. Biden should be in the single digits, in my opinion. I mean, with everything we're seeing, $20 for a Happy Meal at McDonald's, just as an example. With everything we're seeing in Israel, war in Israel, the war in Ukraine, possible war in Taiwan. And to suggest that he can actually get reinstalled, it's an outrage. Let me bounce around a little bit. I just want to touch upon the war in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hope the IDF can get the job done. And, I mean, I think it's going to get even uglier than it already is. You know, I think we know Hamas, they want to die. And I think they're going to try to kill as many IDF soldiers as they can before they go down. And then I think they're going to take hostages with them. Fortunately, that's what I think is their MO. You know, I hope I'm wrong. I'd like to see Israel end this thing quickly, but I don't know if that could be done. I think this may be a protracted war. And
yeah, I fear you're correct on
the rest of the world. They are fighting on behalf of the rest of the world community. You know, whether Tlaib and Omar want to admit that, there's no excuse for them to try to attack Israel and defend Hamas. Now, maybe they're trying to defend Palestinians. Okay, that's fine. Palestinians have been a pawn for decades.
Mm-hmm.
And first step is to eliminate Hamas. And I don't know if it can be done. I'm a little doubtful if it can be done completely. And how long is it going to take to root them out is a huge question.
Well, that's right. Well, they're embedded with, you know, civilians. And, you know, part of this whole thing for them is to get that propaganda value to see, unfortunately, dead women and children and elderly. And this comes right from one of the Hamas leaders. I'm not making that up. That's exactly what he said. This is what they want to have happen because they think it will spur the revolution, in their words.
Maybe they want us to impose Sharia law on the rest of the world. Maybe that's their ultimate objective. Could be. I think I mentioned on your show the other day. I think Iran is a part of this, of course.
Yeah.
They may have a nuclear weapon now, and I just trying to lean into this, you know, and brainstorm. I think they're going low tech. I think that's how they were to evade.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I think so. Yeah, they definitely will do that. They don't. They could bring it in on a ship or a truck or something. But I appreciate
on a truck.
Yeah, exactly. But I appreciate the call so much, Neil. We're heading into the break, and we got another caller holding on. But thanks for calling, and we hope to talk to you again real soon. Take care.
Have a good evening.
You too. Neil in Henderson, Nevada, everybody. Caller, you hold on. We're coming right back after this short break. We've got to pay a couple of bills, and we'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Yeah, do not head off to bed yet. Do not head off to bed yet because, well, Joe Biden, he can head off to bed. That's fine. And unfortunately, I think the caller we had to hanging on, I think they had to probably take off. But go ahead and call back if you like, and we'd be happy to speak with you here this morning. And by the way, folks, coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be talking with Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. You can check out their website at cv4a.org. That's cv, the number 4a.org, cv4a.org. Check out the website there. We'll be talking with Jimmy, of course, about all the great stuff that they do for our vets. And by the way, of course, folks, Saturday, November 11th, coming up this weekend, it's going to be Veterans Day. So, of course, we're going to be talking with Jimmy about Veterans Day, the meaning behind it, and the great things that we can do for our vets who have served their country, who have given so much of themselves so that, and this is not lost on me, and not on you as well, I'm sure, but so that we can actually even have programs like this. I mean, when we think about our freedom and what it really means, what it really entails, and the price that has to be paid and the vigilance that has to be there just so that we can continue to be free, it's really overwhelming. All right, I think we do have the caller back, and let's head on over to the telephone line. Good morning, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, Kyle. It's Greg from Tampa again. I'm sorry to call again.
Sure. Hey, Greg.
Your guest that you had on really touched a nerve with me.
Okay.
Because I've been bottom line with you, I told you. I asked you to look up at your Casey. I'm rewired. So things hit me. And here's the bottom line, because that's what we go to. You know, that's how I do it. Donald Trump got 75 million votes, the most of any president. You have 75 million people, as your last guest was touching on, that feel that the election, they were cheated. Therein lies the Capitol incident. So you have 75 million people who are going to vote for the man again, for sure, because they feel like they got cheated. Now, you throw in the amount of the black vote that figured out what they did for him, what he did for them, and the rest of the minority groups that know what they did, and the women, and everyone else that know he was setting records for them and was doing things for them, gas, everything else was what it was. No inflation, no nothing. We know it's about drilling for gas. That's what we know. He wouldn't have had our national debt paid down by now. 75 million people know that. Now add in another, the minority vote and the woman vote and everything else that you know. That's why he's winning by 60%. I don't know what your last guess is. I know he's trying to make conversation in the and make the radio show go, but the bottom line is you got 75 million people that are very upset. So we got 75 million to start with Trump. Now, we all know, everyone knows that what's going on with him right now, as far as in these court cases, are ridiculous. Both being a past president and a president that's now running for president and leading the current president. So let's get through everything and say, okay, that when if that man goes in, he's going to win. There's no doubt. It's not a matter of if. It's a matter of when.
Well, and, so, there's a lot of time between now and November, and certainly these issues, you know, we don't even know what the big issue is going to be 6 months from now. I mean, we couldn't have anticipated the war in Israel, you know, in the grand sense that it would have happened when it did and how it did. But you know, we don't know what the voting public is going to be, you know, considering important. And Trump may be able to speak to those things, and even those who have sort of vowed never to vote for him, they may say to themselves, okay, well, we got to take care of business now.
It's going to come down to pocketbook issues because people, 67% are living paycheck to paycheck. So it's going to come down to pocketbook issues. And they're going to say, am I better off than 4 years ago? And you're going to have 75 million people. And those people who are now lost 30% in their pensions and everything else. And they're saying, wait a minute. No, I was better off 4 years ago. This guy knew everyone's name around the world, and they knew his name, and they knew USA. And that's what MAGA is, Make America Great Again. So it's you start drilling oil here, he opens up the pipelines, how many jobs, Kyle?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there goes the economy, booming. Okay, now we start drilling, and we start producing. Now we've got our reserve back filled up at $2 a gallon, and that's taken care of. We're making money off of other countries, and we're burning clean oil instead of Venezuelan oil, which the people who want to, we have to have oil. Everyone knows we're not going to have electric for a while.
Right.
So we're going to need to, so any, even if it's not Donald Trump, we'll hypothetically say, take Donald Trump's name out of it. I'm just telling you he's got 75 million votes in the can.
Mm-hmm.
We'll say somebody else gets in for some other reason. Any other Republican that is up on that stage right now, first thing they're going to do is open up the drilling. And the first thing that's going to do is the economy get back to where it was 4 years ago, as everyone knows. Because it's only 4 years ago. We're not talking history.
Right.
1727.
Yeah, it's not that far away. Exactly. Yeah,
right.
And people can remember, hey, about 4 years ago, I had a much better opportunity. Yeah.
Exactly. And that's what we're talking about. But any Republican that gets up there, that's why the Democrats are panicked. Because I don't care if they put pretty hair, or I don't care if they put who they put up there. They have their Marxist views. and you're going to go Marxist views against 4 years ago. We're going to have the same, or we're going to have 4 years ago. You have 75 million in the can, but we're talking about other presidential candidates. Okay, now they have 75 million in the can, and they've got all the minorities and everything, other votes, which is about 90 million. So we're talking into Ronald Reagan territory, because this is all over the country. People are feeling this. This isn't Washington stuff anymore. This is coming down to my address, your address. It's coming down to everyone's address when you look at your electric bill. It's coming home to you and me and everyone listening here tonight. It's coming home to you. So when anybody, any Republican is going to get in, because they're going to open up drilling, and everyone knows that is the backbone of the world. That's what
China's
doing.
Our energy independence.
Saudi Arabia's doing. That's what we're begging on our knees for Venezuela to do, to give us dirty oil. No, let's drill and burn clean oil. Let's keep the earth clean for the earth people.
You got it.
And the tree huggers, and we'll do it that way. But the key is drilling. So we need a Republican in there that's going to be drilling. Drill, baby, drill. And then you've got money to pay down the debt. You've got money in the bank. You've got money. You've got jobs running around that you've got more than you can handle at one time. There was more jobs, I was told, over multiple news networks. There was more jobs. I mean, there was more people than there was jobs.
Yeah, exactly.
There was more jobs than there are people. Well, if everyone pays attention.
Well, I tell you what, Greg, I appreciate the call. Yeah, I really appreciate the call.
Thank you, sir. I'm sorry to call back.
Not at all. We're glad to hear from you.
It's $75 million in the bank, and this guy is talking about other things. And we're talking about, look what happened at the Capitol. Come on. Everyone is upset, because we all know what's going on in Washington. We know the fits is in. We know if you have an R by your name and a D by your name, what's going to happen to you in court. We already know that. We can see it. I'm seeing the African Americans get upset because they're seeing Donald Trump going to court where he shouldn't be, because they're used to that. So they're looking at him and they're saying, we're voting for him now. Because why? Because that man is one of us now. He now gets to see what it looks like.
Exactly. Well, Greg, once again, I appreciate the call. We're going to head out to break here real quick. Yeah, but we'll talk to you again soon. Take care. All right, bye-bye. All right, here comes the break coming up, folks. Mary and St. Pete, if you'd like to either hold the line or call back after the next segment, we're going to be talking with Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America at the bottom of the hour. And so hopefully you can stay there, and hope you can stay with us, everybody, because we're going to have a great conversation with Jimmy T. Smith all about our veterans and what they're doing to help them, and also to help influence policy for our active military. So stay right there. We're coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA News Update. SAG-AFTRA negotiators are greenlighting a tentative agreement that will end the actor's strike against the film and television studios. It's been the longest strike in their Hollywood history. The deal was approved via a unanimous vote. SAG-AFTRA negotiators announced that the strike ended just after midnight last night. SAG-AFTRA's national board will in all likelihood agree to the new deal tomorrow. National Security spokesman John Kirby is not confirming reports that the United States and Israel are considering a three-day pause in the war. Kirby did say the Biden administration is discussing the benefits of humanitarian pauses with allies, including getting aid into Gaza and securing the release of hostages held by Hamas terrorists. Science nerds of the world unite. Today is officially Carl Sagan Day. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing across your radio dial in the overnights. And we have so much more to tell you about, so much more to talk about. The telephone line, of course, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. And, folks, we got a real treat right now. Of course, we're going to go ahead and bring on Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. Check out their website at cv4a.org. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, Kyle, and looking forward to this Veterans Day on Saturday, and hopefully everybody will be able to come out in their communities and hold parades and just celebrate the fact that so many people are willing to put their lives on the line for this nation.
Well, you absolutely well said, and, you know, I was just saying earlier on the program that, you know, it's because of our veterans that we even can have a program like this, you know, that we can live in a free country, that we can say what we want to say. I mean, we could go down the list. It would take us so long to go down the whole list, right? But that's what our veterans have provided for us because of their sacrifice, of their time, their energy. And in many cases, they've come home and they've been wounded and they live with that for the rest of their lives. And it's because they wanted to serve their country. They love their country so much.
Well, exactly. And, you know, the truth is a lot of people don't really understand what it's like to have been in the military or directly how it correlates to them each and every day. But look at the Navy as a great example. The Navy is our best tool for keeping trade routes open. And trade routes allow us to do trade around the world, which allows us to have a strong economy, which allows people have the prosperity that they have because of, you know, basically international trade creates business, creates wealth, creates American happiness and prosperity.
Well, indeed. And again, as you mentioned, Veterans Day is this Saturday. and that's November the 11th. And it actually goes back all the way back to World War I, where it was originally known as Armistice Day, because that's what happened on November 11th, 1918.
That's right. It's the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. And that's why it's always on, you know, unlike a lot of other holidays where they'll do it on a Monday or the day will be shifting, it is always on that day at that time. So that's usually when your parades will kick off and everything. So the easy way to remember is the 11th hour, 11th day of the 11th month. And, yes, you're right. It's because of Armistice Day from World War I that then became Veterans Day.
Indeed. And, again, you know, we honor our vets. And one of the ways that the Concerned Veterans for America does that, obviously, number one, you try to make sure that the access to the VA is there, that there are the needed reforms that have to happen. But also, of course, and so important right now, is that CV4A, or the Concerned Veterans for America, you also influence policy for wars that are happening now or will happen. We hope not in the near future, obviously. But if our troops are deployed somewhere else, that the policy is there to make sure that they're cared for.
Well, if you look at Syria and Iraq right now, with everything that's going on in the world, this is that example. So we know everybody is always speaking about, well, if our troops in Syria and Iraq get targeted, we're going to strike back heavy and we're going to bring the fire. But the reality is there's no reason for us to be in Syria or Iraq. You know, we've had troops in Iraq for more than 20 years, but this iteration is because of the invasion that took Saddam Hussein out of office. And as part of that, we have had the military there to also help fight ISIS and other things. But in all of that time, they have really not been able to just simply do the job, leave, and come home. There's always a lingering effect of keeping just a couple thousand troops over there. Well, those just a couple thousand troops end up being basically a tripwire into the potential for a future war. So because we finished our job and could not bring our troops home and keep continuing to hear people say keep them there, right now we're getting drawn closer to war because we needlessly have troops in Iraq. And people say, but Jimmy, they're just advisors or they're just doing these menial jobs and things like that. Enemy doesn't care why they're there. The enemy only cares that they're an easy target for them to use drones and other techniques to attack.
Well, right. And then, of course, no matter who the president is, the American president, if our troops or our service people are targeted or, God forbid, killed, well, then the American president is always put in a position where they feel they have to respond. They have to do some damage as a result of that, understandably so. But like you're saying, maybe we don't need to give them that opportunity to hit our troops.
You're 100% right. And the example, of course, is Ronald Reagan and the Marines and what happened in Lebanon. So the Marines had this tragic attack that happened to them. It was both the U.S. Marines and paratroopers from the British, and we lost hundreds of our servicemen and women. And there was a punitive strike that the U.S. did, but then the U.S. drew all of its troops out of Lebanon. And you know what? We never lost troops in Lebanon for those reasons, and we also didn't get dragged into the issue that Lebanon and Israel and all these other countries in those areas were having. So when you look at the geopolitical aspect of things, it's the example. If you don't need to be there to be a useless target, don't be, and that will actually lead you into peace and not lead you into war.
Indeed, indeed. And this all also has to do with the use of military force authorizations that Congress typically has given the president, and those come up for renewal, as if I'm not mistaken, right?
Well, actually, the problem is they don't come up for renewal.
Oh, really?
So the president has the authority to send troops anywhere. It's in the Constitution. But he cannot pay for the troops. On the other hand, the U.S. Congress cannot send troops anywhere, but they are the ones who pay for it. So there's always been the need to declare war. It's in the Constitution. But subsequently, since World War II, there's been no declaration of war. The U.S. military has been simply deployed and then funded by the Congress. And what happened at a certain point, they start to do things where they now do what's called the authorization for use of military force. So instead of declaring war, which is the actual constitutional duty, they just authorize the use of those troops in those areas to help fund it. There is no end state on any of the authorizations for use of the military force at this time. And we're working now to repeal both the 2002 AUMF that allows the troops to be used in Iraq and Syria. And this is the goal, is to help ensure that we don't just see troops being used around the world. An example would be the 2001 authorization for use of military force that allowed us to appropriately respond to the attacks of 9/11 have allowed the United States military to go into 19 different countries. 19
wow.
different countries,
wow.
41 times.
Mm-hmm. That is significant.
This is how we get endless wars. This is how we have unaccountable use of the military.
Well, indeed. And again, these are the kinds of things that the Concerned Veterans for America, they help to work towards, because obviously, you know, we want to make sure our troops are not in harm's way if they don't have to be, and that the policies are sound. And I was wondering, in the time we have left here, Jimmy, if you could tell us a little bit about, because last time we talked, you mentioned about the Overwatch at cv4a.org. And that's a great place for veterans to go for the breaking news and the veteran community and so forth, correct?
Correct. And the Overwatch is when you go to our website and you have that bar, you go down on a bar, it has different areas to purview. If you go to Overwatch, it has a lot of articles. And one of the things that we constantly are seeing being done right now is posting stories about the VA failures. So our VA fails, and those stories are there. So as an example, there are stories of veterans who have had to wait months for health care. There's stories about veterans, sadly, who have committed suicide as they've waited for health care, and so on, that basically allows the citizens who want to know more about what's really going on behind the scenes to be better read in. Because if you watch the news, what you're going to get is kind of like what happened in the debate last night. Everybody says, well, the troops are great, and here's what's happening, but they don't really get down into the detail. So it seems to be best when they use things like the Overwatch to actually have a written article to be able to do better research.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, indeed. Well, yeah, I'm actually looking at it right now. So there's all kinds of information, as you said, yeah, that's about these fails and so forth. So if folks will go over to cv4a.org, they can head right over to the Overwatch then.
That's it. Better informed citizens make better decisions, which makes a better country.
Indeed. Well, Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America, we sure appreciate it. We're going to talk to you again next Thursday. Take care.
God bless you, and let's support our troops. And this weekend, let's really enjoy our time to listen to the stories and give them the respect they earn.
Indeed. Well said. Take care. We'll talk soon.
God bless.
God bless. All right. Folks, stay right there. We're coming right back.
It seems like every day economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA, America's number one precious metals company, wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Don't wait. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold and silver survival kit. With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
But I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I'm going to go to bed.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Yeah, Joe Biden can go to bed, I think, probably. He can, but we're still up, folks. And we're still talking about all kinds of stuff here in the 5 o'clock hour. And we're actually heading into the final segment of the program this morning. It has been a great show. And I tell you, we've got a lot of great calls this morning. It was great to talk with Jimmy T. Smith. And that's right. Do not forget, of course, Veterans Day is coming up this Saturday, so hopefully you have a chance maybe to attend some festivities, or of course, just to honor the vets. And, of course, you probably have some in your own family as well, so that's what the day is all about. Folks, once again, welcome back. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to call in and opine. You can also head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. You can subscribe to my podcast. You can also find me on social media there. And you can also send me a direct message. Simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. All right, Marion St. Pete, she's been patiently waiting on the telephone line. Good morning again, Mary.
Yes, good morning. And for Veterans Day, as well as the Marine Corps birthday on the 10th, speaking of the veterans and to what your last guest was talking about with the VA, the last time I was there, I saw posted a code of conduct for patients. It should have said code of conduct for the staff. I worked there. You cannot whistleblow because you will. It's a guarantee you will lose your job if you try to say what's going on at the VA. That's a fact. I've watched it happen. And you will lose your job if you try to make things better at the VA. There's really no way you can do it. The second reason I called is I think the more you look at the world, if you look at these conspiracy theories, so to speak, that go around about the Great Reset and who's running the world with the four, just a few people at the top who have money. Wars make money. Mm-hmm. They have to have a war going constantly. The second conspiracy theory would be on the election that was stolen, which your other caller was talking about. Exactly how was that election stolen? I think it was stolen in space when it was transmitting to Germany. I think that someone has all that information, and I hope it's Space Force. That's what I read about. The third conspiracy that I read about is the COVID scandemic, which is freely talked about by Bill Gates and other people, Klaus Schwab, Harari. All of these people are just manipulating people. So when you look at it that way, in conspiracy theory, it seems to make a lot of sense. So I can't, even your other guest who talked about President Biden looking like a cadaver, just getting a shock every morning to come to life, that makes sense too, because it really doesn't look like Joe Biden to me at all. And that's what I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, Biden, it depends on the day, you know, kind of how he comes off, I think.
Well, I think it's an actor, a double, CGI, whatever out there, avatar. I don't think that's Joe Biden at all. It's too outrageous to be true. Well, thank you, Colin. Thank you for your show.
Oh, thank you, Mary. I appreciate it.
It just doesn't make sense out here. Okay, bye-bye.
Take care, Mary in St. Pete. And, I'm chuckling a little bit because, maybe they need to do that better, by the way, for Joe Biden then, because it just doesn't, it's very weird. There's a lot of weird stuff about Joe Biden, so I appreciate what Mary's talking about very, very much indeed. Well, of course, folks, one of the things that these candidates at the debate stage last night, what they want to do is they want to unseat Joe Biden or beat whoever it is that they're going to put up to run in the place of Joe Biden. Joe Biden will probably say he wants to spend more time with his family, or he might say, I've got to step down for health reasons. There's going to be something like that. At least that's sort of the prediction right now. Because I think a lot of people, whether they're Republican or Democrat or independent, I think they look at Joe Biden and say, is he really going to go through with the whole campaign between now and next November? Imagine what it could be like. They talk about the sparks flying about the Republican candidates or between Trump and the candidates or this and that. But I still think on the Democrat side, there's a lot of infighting. And there's a lot of sort of gnashing of teeth from their perspective as well, because they realize that Joe Biden will be a terrible candidate. You know, we had Hillary Clinton. She was on The View. I didn't see the segment, but I understand she was talking about something. Hitler was directly elected, and it's this spinning the same yarn of some such thing of, well, that our country will cease to be, or that we won't have any more democracy or this kind of stuff if Trump's elected. Well, that starts to sound really desperate, don't you think? Don't you think that sounds really desperate? And, of course, she was a bad candidate, and that it was a perfect sort of confluence. You had Donald Trump coming out in 2016 and saying, look, you've tried this the whole way, the same way every single time. You might as well take a chance on me, and people did. And Hillary was simply not a great alternative either, so it was like a perfect storm. Because she was a terrible candidate. I think people really didn't want her to be president. But yet somehow it was Putin, and Putin put him in power and this kind of thing. And I guess it's okay to say that at that time, because obviously they were overwhelmed. They couldn't believe that the American people actually made a different choice. But, of course, you've got the infighting in the Democrat Party, I think, right now, trying to figure out who they're going to put up. And the bench is not that deep, as we've mentioned. It's probably going to be Gavin Newsom. That would be my prediction if I had to make a prediction right now. Things could change, of course. But, you know, they understand that they need somebody more dynamic. But here's the thing that actually buoys them, I'm sure, and that is the performance of what happened on Tuesday. And so they're going back to their corner at this point and saying to themselves, hey, you know, we may have this thing kind of locked up as long as we stick on these social issues, especially on abortion and things like that. And so the GOP is going to have to really sort of work overtime in order to tell the right story. I like the way that Denise Simon tells it about Israel, saying Israel needs to tell the right story. They're not telling it well enough, basically. And I tend to agree. Well, at the same time, there is a story to be told. And it encompasses economics. It encompasses foreign policy. It encompasses the fabric of our society and the lack, for example, of law and order, which is tearing apart the fabric and the tapestry of our lives. And so being able to go out there and effectively communicate the narrative, I think, is going to be crucial, because the Democrats are going to try to stick with their standard issue messaging, which has done them so well in the past. And so it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be a slog, but it's doable. As I've been saying before, it is doable. And again, we don't even know what the world's going to look like 6 months from now. And that's why we have to be ready, have to be prepared, and have to rise to that occasion. So, did you see anybody on the debate stage last night? If you watched the debate, who would rise to that occasion? Anybody who could take on that mantle other than Donald Trump, if it turns out not to be Donald Trump as the nominee? So think about that. Of course, you can also send me a direct message at KyleWarrenShow.com. Simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message. But again, you know, this is not over by a long shot. Tuesday notwithstanding, it's not over by a long shot because, as I said, we don't know what's going to be happening in the world. We don't know what's going to be happening economically. You know, Bidenomics is not a good thing for anybody. It's definitely something that is going to, I think, continue to take a bite out of consumers to the point where they're going to start saying something has gone horribly wrong and we're going to have to do something different. And they might just go back to that 2016 sort of question. And that is, you know, we've been doing this the same way. You might as well try to do something different. And they also have the record of Donald Trump and the Donald Trump years that says, hey, you know, we can get prices down. We can have energy independence. All those things going together to make your life better. And so hopefully, we'll see that narrative start to take hold. Folks, thanks for listening this morning. It's been great fun. Thanks to everybody at AM860 The Answer. Thanks to everybody at GCN. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. Kyle Warren with you. We're going to see you tomorrow. Go out there and make it a great day today.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.